Dear Lord, that's John Coltrane and the quartet with McCoy Tyner, piano, Jimmy Garrison, bass, and a rather fine debt for Elvin Jones, namely Roy Haynes on drums 50 years ago this week. I'll be back at 5 o'clock next Saturday. In the meantime, do keep sending me your requests, including music for our special live edition from Cardiff in 3 weeks' time. The address is, once again, jazz.record.requests@bbc.co.uk, and you can write by post to Alan Shipton, Jazz Record Requests, BBC Radio 3, Broadcasting House, London W1A, 1AA. But now, here on BBC Radio 3, here's Claire Martin with Jazz Lineup.
Hello, the evocative sound world of saxophonist Andy Shepherd and Italian pianist Rita Marcatulli, recorded at this year's Gateshead International Jazz Festival. We'll stay tuned for highlights of that special duo performance later on the show. Also on the programme, contrasting sounds from the new recording by singer-songwriter and pianist Joe Stilgo. Here's a taster of him with his version of the Beach Boys song, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could.
Joe Stilgo and more from his new album, New Songs for Old Souls, plus an interview with Joe later on the show. Well, let's start the show with a track from our featured concert set artist tonight, saxophonist Andy Shepherd. This is a track from his brand new ECM album called Surrounded by Sea, which features French bassist Michel Benita and drummer Seb Rochford, alongside an addition to the band, the Norwegian guitarist and electronics wizard Eivind Arset. Against Arset's ambient drones and textures, the musicians seem to have more space to improvise and explore the music. And here's a piece written by Elvis Costello, and it's called I Want to Vanish. Thank you. taken from his new album. That was Andy Shepherd with his quartet and I Want to Vanish. And more from our featured artist, Andy Shepherd, later on. If you were at Cheltenham Jazz Festival earlier this month, you may well have seen and heard pianist Kit Downs as he embarked on his musical adventures during the weekend. And one of them was his up-close and personal concerts held in a shipping container during a special series of one-to-one five-minute concerts. Well, here he is now in a duo setting with cellist Lucy Roughton, which explores the more classical side of his playing. And this track is called Gin. Pianist Kit Downs and Lucy Roughton on cello with the track Gin, and you'll be able to hear more music from their project Trico on next week's Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson. That's on June the 8th. Well, let's stay with the duo theme, as coming up later is tonight's concert set featuring the multi-award winning British saxophonist Andy Shepherd, who has been described as a serial collaborator. His wide-ranging projects have included working with the great Carla Bley, George Russell and the late Gil Evans. Tonight he is in concert with the Italian pianist Rita Marcatoli, which is coming up soon. And he's had a fascination with world music and has recorded with the likes of Brazilian percussionist Nana Vasconcelos, Indian violinist El Shankar and tabla maestro Kuljit Bamra. Here's a taster from Andy's 2009 ECM debut featuring Kuljit, and it's called Bing. Taster of Andy Shepherd's Bing from his album Movement in Colour featuring Kuljit Bamra on the tabla. Also on that recording were John Paricelli on guitar, Ivan Arset on electric guitar and Harold Anderson on the bass. Well, a major theme in Andy's work has been playing in a duo context, as we'll hear shortly in our concert performance. Well, here's a sample of some of his inspired pairings from 2006. This is his album Deep River with pianist Joanna McGregor and their reading of Bob Dylan's Ring Them Bells. Thank you. Andy Shepherd with Joanna McGregor. And going back even further in time, here's Andy in 2003 in a duo mode with guitarist John Paricelli from their album P.S. This is Joni. The sensitive playing of tonight's featured artist Andy Shepherd in collaboration on that track with guitarist John Paricelli. But it's with the Italian pianist Rita Marcatulli that Andy collaborates with on tonight's concert performance. Playing piano from an early childhood, Marcatulli studied classical music at the Santa Cecilia Conservatory before being drawn to Brazilian music. She began moving into the fringes of jazz and established a local reputation at first, before becoming well known among contemporary jazz audiences both at home and abroad. She's the perfect partner for Andy Shepherd. Let's hear them recorded at the Sage on Sunday the 12th of April as part of this year's Gateshead International Jazz Festival. They were sharing the bill with the high-energy big band Loose Tubes, and their music was an inventive and original start to the evening, showcasing their stripped-back sound and musical synergy. They open the short set with Rita Marcatulli's composition, Koine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lullaby for Igor, ending tonight's concert set highlights Andy Shepherd and Rita Marcatulli, recorded at the Sage on Sunday the 12th of April as part of the Gateshead International Jazz Festival. For details of all the tracks played on tonight's show, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Described by the Times as dapper, handsome and quick-witted, gifted with dazzling digits, internationally acclaimed singer, pianist and songwriter Joe Stilgo is about to launch his third album. Well, before I talk to Joe about all of that and his first venture into the West End, he's playing in the recently opened High Society. Let's hear one of his songs from the album New Songs for Old Souls, and it's Roll.
Might be blessed with superhuman powers. Might be strong enough to turn the tide. There'll always be another war, another monster on the other side. Don't be too afraid to say you're frightened. Never scare away the wise old owl. Don't go spinning round and round. Never say you're throwing in the towel. You've got to roll with the punches. You've got to smile through the storm. You gotta stand up and be counted when those other suckers fall. Be wise to your weakness and take it on the chin. You gotta roll. Always told to keep on smiling. If the milk is spilled, don't shed a tear. Keep your head above your eyes, otherwise your folly is your fear. You could ignore the elder generation, but youth is always wasted on the young. You might be bruised and battered now. I told you so is never. To roll with the punches, you got to smile through the storm. You gotta stand up and be counted when those other suckers fall. Be wise to your weakness and take it on the chin. You gotta roll.
Taken from his brand new album, New Songs for Old Souls, that was Joe Stilgo with Roll. And I'm very pleased to welcome Joe to the Jazz Lineup Studios. Joe, welcome.
Thanks, Claire.
Well, let's just talk about your mum and dad straight away. Your dad, Richard Stilgo, and your mum, the opera singer, Annabelle Hunt. So you grew up in a house full of music. Did you hear a lot of jazz? People may not know where this jazz comes from you.
Yeah, I don't know either. There was a bit. I mean, mum and dad very often just listened to Wagner. And Bach, so, and that's what I was playing and practicing as a kind of henpecked piano student from the age of five. And I remember asking a piano teacher, "Can I learn some jazz?" And he went, "Why don't you play some Debussy? That's quite jazzy." So that was my initial attempts. Dad did have a Sinatra record, which I was just leafing through his LPs, and he had everything from Paul Robeson to sort of rare Dietrich Fischer Dieskau But then this Sinatra record, and it just looked great. So I put it on, and my brother and I listened to it. It's called Trilogy. It's an album we did later on. And I just loved that big band sound. So it wasn't ever that Mum and Dad had said, you know, this is our love, let's pass it on to you. So I kind of found it for myself.
As That's I'm better, sure, I think, in a way, isn't
well,
it?
I think loads of jazz fans, I'm sure you had the same thing, that you kind of do it all yourself, and then you meet someone else who has been going through the same journey. And it's great when you then get into your first jazz band and you realise that there are other weird people who've been listening to Oscar Peterson records rather than Michael Jackson.
But let's talk about the big band. You mentioned it there on that Sinatra album, because you've got a lot of people on this record. Did you intend it to be a big band from the off, or did it grow and grow and grow? And just tell me a few of the names in it, because it's a pretty all-star studded cast
there. I mean, I'm amazed they even said yes, but I'm very pleased. We didn't intend it to be a big band record, but there's enough of that big band sound to sort of hark back to those big Sinatra records. But in the band, I mean, most of them very overqualified for what I made them do, like Jim Mullen.
He's great on it.
Our favourite on the guitar. And all Jim was doing was basically sitting there going prum, 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 just strumming. Like, none of his Jim Mullen-ness comes through. And he's like, no, I'm perfectly happy to do that. Mike Lovett, the best lead player in the world on lead trumpet.
Lovely Mike.
Matt Skelton on drums, our friend Matt, who just brings that incredible energy and drive to big band drumming. Because Ben Reynolds is the drummer on most of the tracks, but we just kind of went for a specialist there.
Cool. You've got a great singer special guest, of course, the divine one, Leanne Carroll. And she's singing on I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. So just briefly tell us how Leanne got involved and whose idea was it to do this Brian Wilson Beach Boys song?
That song, Pet Sounds has been my sort of one of my desert island albums. It's always sort of with me. I just think as a group of songs and as a sound, it's incredible. And it was a huge hit, and lots of people, you know, just loved it because it was the Beach Boys. But actually, if you look deeper and listen deeper, a song like I Just Wasn't Made for These Times comes across as this incredibly profound work. I love the title. It sort of suits me, and it suits Leanne.
It does suit you.
And it suits all of us who sing jazz and look back to those days when, you know.
And Leanne was just sort of around that day, wasn't
she? Leanne was, because we recorded lots of the album in Hastings. James McMillan, the producer, he'd been working on a record with Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this song, and originally it was just me singing it. And obviously he went, you need someone else. So he said, Leanne's around today, should we ask her? And I sort of said, of course, I'd absolutely love that.
Yeah, that's great.
Expecting her to say, no, I'm a bit busy. And she came in, she said, yeah, I love this song as well. And it suddenly changed from, you know, that's the best thing about being in the studio. About starting off on one tack, and then you get this completely new gleaming product at the end. And Leanne, she brings something amazing to the studio. So
she really does. Really soulful when she comes in. Let's hear it then. Let's hear I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. Joe Stilgo and Leanne Carroll from your new album, New Songs for Old Souls.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong? Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
Every time I get the inspiration. permission to go change things around. No one wants to help me look for places when new things might be found. Where can I turn when my fair weather friends cop out? What's it all about? Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself. But what goes wrong? Sometimes I feel very sad. Sometimes I feel very sad. I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
Joe Stilgo, joined by the wonderfully soulful Leanne Carroll on I Just Wasn't Made For These Times, taken from Joe's new Lynn record release, New Songs For Old Souls. So Joe, right this very moment, in fact, probably even tonight for the next few weeks, you are in high society. Is it your first West End debut role?
Yeah.
They've created a role for you almost in high society. You're the jazzer. You are Louis Armstrong.
I am Claire Louis Armstrong, as you can see. Yeah, it was quite frightening when the director called me up and said, I've got this idea for you two to be the Louis Armstrong in our stage show. And I said, you do know that I, A, don't play the trumpet, B, I'm not.
Tread the boards, love. I don't tread those boards.
So it's amazing, really, to be involved in it, because I've always loved the theatre. I did some bits of acting at university, and it's always been a love of mine. My wife is an actor and a director. So to be given that opportunity to do basically what I do, like Louis Armstrong, they probably just said in the film, you know, just be Louis, just be Satchmo around the place. And it's really fun. I've got some lines. They've let me act.
They've let you act.
Yes.
But I mean, what's it feel like doing the same? You are doing the same thing every night. I know you do the opening bit, don't you? And you sing and play. I know you change. Do you change that up?
Yeah, that's always different every day. So that's completely.
So whatever you feel like at the moment.
Well, no, that's completely improvised with the audience. So I start off and say, I need some help. It's just me on stage with the piano.
Right.
I say, and we're in the round. So I'm kind of looking around everyone just saying, shout out some songs. And they've got to be pre-1958, so people have been shouting out, Rihanna, Frozen comes
Frozen.
Up. And
oh.
I'm sure that's never been mentioned on Radio 3 before. I humiliate those people. And we stick to people who are shouting out Cheek to Cheek on Night and Day. And then
very nice.
TV themes of the time, like the Flintstones and Bewitched and things.
But then it's mostly the same. I mean, how are you feeling the sort of repetition, I guess, I'm trying
well,
to...
Well, Kevin Spacey, who is now obviously my best friend, who it's his last show as artistic director. He was interviewed about his previous production, which is a one-man show. And he was asked if it was boring, he ever gets bored. And he said... I can't get bored because I'm like a, you know, it's like a tennis player going out and playing 8 games of tennis a week. It's the same rules, but it's a completely
different
game and a different match. And that's, sometimes it does feel like, you know, you're on autopilot.
Mm. You've managed to nail that same venue for your launch night of this record, Sunday, June the 14th. You are in the round at the Old Vic for your launch night.
I'm the first jazz act to ever perform on my own at the Old Vic.
Brilliant. Good for you.
We're going to have the big band in the balconies. So it's my quartet at the first half. And then we announce the big band. And Leanne's guesting. She's coming in for a special.
Fantastic.
She's singing the song.
Really going to be there. Is that it then, or are you going to go to clubs? Are you going to come back to the jazz clubs? Or
yeah, of course.
Well,
I'm doing Love Supreme in July, which would be fun, sort of open air, definitely not a club, but open air jazz festival. And then in the autumn, doing a tour of clubs and art centres and theatres around the UK. And then back to Ronnie's in at the end of the year, I think.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. Well, before we talk about the final track, I love this song. When I first heard I got quite teary, actually, because you have become a new dad to Sylvie. What are you, 4 months in, 5 months in?
No, three and a half.
Three and a half, early days. And this, tell me about this song, because it's sentimental, but it's lovely.
Well, as I say when I introduce it live, I try not to write songs about my own personal experience, because of day-to-day, I don't think our lives are that exciting. So they're very often...
Yours is.
Well... driving around.
For 3 weeks it is.
Yeah. But the moment when you find out you're going to be a parent. So I wrote this when Katie came back and said, I've got some news. And it was incredible. And I, you know, from that point onwards, my life has completely changed. And I'd had this idea that I wanted to write a song of the... Well, you'll hear it when the song's played, that kind of slightly nostalgic arrangement. And then with this news, suddenly this phrase came into my head that it felt like there were rainbows in my teacup, as in there was sort of, you know, this wonderful thing had happened in quite a mundane way that happens to everyone all over the world. But it happened to us and it completely changed my life.
Brilliant. And it will be recreated on vinyl, which
I know,
is great.
Really exciting. I've seen it. In fact, I've held it in my hands. So Sylvie, my daughter, will be able to hold this thing and she'll go, I don't even know what this thing is. Can I download it? Or whatever she'll be doing in 15 years' time.
Is it a frisbee?
But it's an incredible thing, as you know, to, you know, to have a baby. And I don't want to go on about it. But it's in the song and it's just all those... how it made me feel.
Great, basically. Let's hear it. Thank you for coming in, Joe.
My pleasure.
This is from your new album, New Songs for Old Souls, and it's Rainbows in My Teacup.
I've got rainbows in my teacup. Found some moonbeams in the sand, and it feels like I've been told where they're keeping all the gold. I never would have guessed my crockery's blessed. I've got butterflies and seesaws, stars appearing down to see. It's such a simple thing. Only miracles will bring rainbows in my cup of tea. Wished a lot and dreamed a lot. When told of the chances, it seemed a lot. Now I find said. So now I dip my bread in rainbows and stir it with a teaspoon, while moonbeams pile up beside the sea. I've got rainbows in my teacup, rainbows in my cup of tea.
Taken from his brand new release, New Songs for Old Souls. That was Joe Stilgo with Rainbows in My Teacup. And our thanks to Joe for coming into the Jazz Lineup studios. And good luck for his launch on June the 14th at the Old Vic. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. Act Records have just released an album of 12 compositions by Grammy Award-winning drummer Terry Lynn Carrington called The Middle Way. The album covers a diverse range of repertoire, including compositions by Joni Mitchell and Jimi Hendrix. Featured on the album on various tracks are Herbie Hancock on piano, Terence Blanchard on trumpet, Gary Thomas on the tenor sax and Bob Hurst on the bass. And let's hear Terry Lynn playing the drums now on her own composition, The Middle Way. this Monday. That was Terry Lynn Carrington and her composition The Middle Way, which is the title of the ACT compilation album The ACT Years. From the drums of Terry Lynn Carrington to the music of German bassist composer Achim Seufert. Featuring saxophonist Katie Bryan, his new release is called Noticed My Heart and it's out on the Art of Groove record label. The track we're about to hear certainly nods to his first musical love affair with experimental rock. This is Overdue.
Thank you.
the Achim Seyfert project with Overdue, and that's from his album Noticed My Heart. Well, that's almost the end of the show. Next week, as it's BBC Music Day on Friday the 5th of June, we'll be extending the celebrations with an exclusive interview with Grammy Award-winning vocalist Kurt Elling, and we'll be previewing his brand new album, plus bringing new music from Loose Tubes. There's plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith's Jazz, that's at midnight. And on Monday night at 11, Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson presents pianist Keith Tippett in session with his octet, featuring the guest vocalist Julie Tippett. Well, let's end the show today with another track from our featured artist, the prolific saxophonist Andy Shepherd, who's as much at home in a quartet setting as he is in a duo role. And this is taken from his brand new ECM album, Surrounded by Sea, and it's the gentle soundscape of Medication. From me, Claire Martin, until next time, bye-bye.
time, that was Medication by the saxophonist Andy Shepherd. Ending this week's jazz lineup, the programme was produced in Glasgow by